Have you ever done the math on your own career against the demand curve? Because Boeing just did the math for the entire planet. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. The headline out of Oshkosh this week comes from Boeing, and the number is the kind that makes you sit up. 674,000 new pilots. That's the projection in Boeing's 2026 Pilot and Technician Outlook, released at AirVenture, and it covers the next 20 years of global commercial aviation demand. Before I break that down, a word about who brings you today's aviation news. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, here's what you need to know. 674,000 pilots is not the whole forecast. Boeing's outlook is really three numbers stacked together. Alongside those pilots, Boeing projects the industry will need about 710,000 new maintenance technicians and roughly 900,000 new cabin crew members over the same 20-year window. Add it up, and you're looking at well over 2 million aviation professionals. The world has to find, train, and put to work by the mid-2040s. That's the aviation workforce, essentially being rebuilt and expanded at the same time. So why does Boeing say we need this many people? Two forces are working together. The first is fleet growth. Boeing expects the global commercial fleet to nearly double over the next two decades, driven heavily by traffic recovery and expansion in Asia-Pacific. And by the appetite for single-aisle airplanes like the 737 family and the competing narrow bodies. More airplanes flying, more hours means more crews in more seats. The second force is attrition, and this is the part the headline number tends to hide. A large share of that demand isn't growth at all. It's replacement. Pilots hired in earlier hiring waves are aging toward mandatory retirement. In the United States, that retirement age for airline pilots is still 65, and there's a wall of senior captains approaching it. Every one of those retirements is a seat that has to be backfilled, and then the person who moves up to fill it leaves a seat behind them. The demand ripples all the way down. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. And I want to be careful here. A forecast is a forecast. Boeing has published this outlook every year for a long time, and the numbers move with the economy, with fuel prices, with how fast airplanes actually get delivered. We have all watched the delivery delays out of Boeing and Airbus over the last couple of years. If the airplanes don't show up on schedule, the hiring curve flattens with them. So treat 674,000 as a direction and a scale, not a promise. That's my read, and I'll flag it as opinion. But here's why it matters even with that caveat. The regional demand tells you where the opportunity actually lives. Boeing consistently puts Eurasia and Asia-Pacific, and specifically China, at the top of the pilot demand table with North America close behind. What that means in plain terms is that the shortage is global, but it is not evenly distributed. The training pipeline in fast-growing regions is under the most pressure, and that pressure pulls instructors, airplanes, and simulator time toward wherever the paychecks are biggest. Which brings me to the part of this that isn't abstract at all. This affects you if you are anywhere on the path right now. Let me walk through who. If you're a student pilot or thinking about starting, understand that the airplane you're renting, the instructor you're flying with, and the simulator you're waiting on are all competing against that demand curve. When the airlines hire aggressively, they pull certificated flight instructors up and out of the training system fast. That's good for the instructor. It's harder on you because your instructor may change three times before your check ride. My advice is simple. Build a relationship with more than one instructor at your school. And don't let a departure stall your progress. Keep flying. If you're a time-building CFI right now, this outlook is the wind at your back. The path from flight instructor to regional first officer to major airline pilot is as open as it has been in a long while, even accounting for the hiring slowdowns that come and go with the business cycle. The long 20-year trend Boeing is describing is upward. If you're a career changer sitting in another job doing the math on whether it's too late, the attrition piece is the number to focus on. Those retirements are not speculative. They're on the calendar. The seats will open whether or not the fleet grows exactly as forecast. And if you're a maintenance technician or thinking about the airframe and power plant route, look at that 710,000 figure again. The technician shortage gets a fraction of the attention the pilot shortage gets, and the demand is nearly as large. Shops are hungry for licensed mechanics right now. That's a durable, well-paid career that doesn't hinge on holding a first-class medical. Here's the thread that ties all of this together for the general aviation pilot listening who has no airline ambitions at all. When the airlines pull hard on the pipeline, general aviation feels it. Instructor availability tightens. Rental rates feel the pressure. Used airplane prices stay firm because the demand for training assets stays firm. So even if you fly a Cessna 172 on weekends and never intend to wear an airline uniform, this forecast touches your flying. It's all one ecosystem, and the airlines are the biggest engine in it. What should you actually do with all this? Not much that's urgent, but if you have ever been on the fence about a rating, about instructing, about the airframe and power plant certificate, the 20-year signal from Boeing is about as clear as these forecasts get. The demand is structural. It is driven by retirements you can count and airplanes on order. That's a firmer foundation than a hiring boom that comes and goes. Just fly with clear eyes about the cycles inside the trend. The long arc points up, the short-term hiring still breathes in and out. Today's numbers come from Boeing's 2026 Pilot and Technician Outlook released at AirVenture, and I first saw it reported by the team at AVWeb. If you want to dig into the regional breakdowns yourself, they're worth the read, and you'll find more of what we cover at RadioHangar.com. 674,000 seats to fill, one of them could be yours. Keep the numbers honest and keep flying. This has been ATIS.